Buying a home can spur several emotions, especially for first-time buyers. Emotions like dread, exhilaration, and sometimes regret. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton explores a way to land a mortgage while leaning on the equity of the home. And it seems like a win-win for the buyer and lender. That equitable conversation starts now.
Welcome back and hello, and thanks as always for listening. When you hear phrases like, that technology will change how we do things, this is an example that may not spring to mind. It's financial tech, as in financing technology, changing an approach to home buying, basically. A new national survey commissioned by Unison Home Ownership Investors and conducted by Atomic Research highlights the biggest barriers to home ownership. It also shows how Unison and other fintech companies can help get would-be home buyers into homes with a cooperative, equitable approach to the biggest barrier, the down payment. 4 in 10 Americans think saving for a down payment is difficult. But 77% say buying a home is their best financial decision. So we talk about bridging those numbers now.
Michael Micheletti, Director of Corporate Communications at Unison Home Ownership Investors.
Let's start at the beginning with your bona fides for your company. Tell me about Unison.
Unison is a home ownership investment company. What we do is we essentially help people in two ways right now. One, with the down payment in the purchase of a home, and ways for folks to unlock the equity in their home as well, quickly, easily, and efficiently through an equity financial model.
Buying a home is often the biggest financial decision a family is going to make, right?
Correct.
And you're in the business of helping people do that. So, and you have a new study that I kind of wanted to jump into if it's cool, because there are psychological barriers, I think, to people realizing they can own a home or maybe convincing themselves they cannot. Are you finding quantitative justification for that statement I just made?
Yes, absolutely. So what we did was we took a slightly different take and look at how people want to buy a home. Can they own a home? And when you go out and you take a look at some of the Zillows and the NARS and the different studies that are done on what are the greatest barriers to home ownership, one of the top line items there is the thought process that a homeowner has to put 20% down.
Right. It's a scratch.
Right. That's your skin in the game, so to speak. And that's what it's going to take to qualify for the loan in combination with your credit, household income, et cetera. So we asked that question in two different ways. One, you as the consumer, what are you comfortable in putting down? And then ask that question again in a different way. What do you think the lender should require you to put down? And the answers that we got back was the majority of people felt that 10% in both of those questions, that they felt 10% was actually the number that they wanted to put down, both the lender side as well as their own comfort level. And that was followed very closely by 5%.
So 10% is a simpatico number.
Yep.
But you were thinking it would come in higher.
Based on all the other surveys that we see that says that 20% is the greatest barrier to home ownership.
You know, in some markets, 20% is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Like this one that we're in right now.
Right, including the 9-county Bay Area. How is Unison helping people get around that? I mean, that can't be easy.
One of the greatest, still the constraint, even if you were to put 10% down, and we'll use San Francisco, the Bay Area, as sort of our litmus on this, is that even at 10% down, you're borrowing 90% of, say, $1 million home.
Right.
That's about roughly the average of the median home price here in the Bay Area right now. $900,000 is a lot of debt to take on.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of sweat.
I'm sweating right now
I have anxiety in my hands right now just thinking about this. So what we're doing is actually we're helping people out by helping them with that down payment. If you have 10%, we'll match it the form of an equity investment that's we're a partnership alongside the home buyer. So we're effectively lowering that cost of the home down to $800,000. You're only having to borrow $800,000. And now a couple of other really important factors take place. You're going to get a better interest rate because you're only borrowing 80% and you're not having to pay mortgage insurance.
Okay.
So those two things are effectively lowering.
That lowers your nut. Tell us a little bit about the background here.
We weren't concerned with sort of the top end of the market, the older folks, the folks already have already purchased a home. We really looked at the core, that millennial plus crowd, the 25 to 44 crowd is what we really wanted to hone in because that's where the greatest need is in the marketplace right now.
Now, let's pull back a little bit and talk about the millennials that you just mentioned right there. Because if I think about the zeitgeist around that generation, it's a lot of borrowing. It's a lot of of sharing. It's not a lot of ownership. Mm-hmm. Are you finding that bore out in your data, too?
So there are a couple things, some behaviors in the marketplace that we found interesting that go beyond the survey that we did and some other surveys and just sort of our intel in the marketplace. One is that co-borrowing is on the rise. For those of you in the audience that are trying to co-borrowing, what exactly is that? Yeah. That is Jason, you and I have lived together for 4 or 5 years. We know each other really well. We're renting. We're paying $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in rent. That equates to a mortgage payment in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. You know what? I need to increase my purchasing power. You need to increase your purchasing power. We have no way to do that besides joining up and actually purchasing this home together. Can we do this? And banks are on the rise of doing these co-borrowing types of arrangements between two people that aren't family members. They're friends.
Right.
And we saw this, and Adam Data Solutions, who's one of our partners, recently checked into this, and 40% of homes in Q1 and Q2 this year in San Jose.
Did you see a market opportunity coming, or did you adapt to it?
The original program that we launched back in 2007 was the unlocking of the equity of the home, sort of your reverse mortgage or HELOC alternative. That was the initial program that was launched. As they came out of the financial crisis, our executive team realized that there was going to be a need for home buyers, and using this mixture of debt and equity financing now to purchase a home. So they saw that, and they saw home prices, you know, rise back up. And now we're at where we're at today in 2017, where, you know, a majority of people struggle with the down payment. And then more importantly, they're going to struggle with that monthly payment. And that's really what matters at the end of the day. Can you have monthly payments that are manageable for you?
I have to say, if you do your market research and you're buying a home, which is a pretty stable financial asset and a stable investment, this is a really symbiotic situation.
Right. It is. That's the beauty of it, is that this mixture of debt and equity has never been available to the consumer before.
Right.
Right. But it's available readily in business.
Sure.
It's readily available in commercial real estate. So this isn't new per se for the industry on the whole. But it's very new for residential real estate in the United States.
Yeah, you're scaling down and you're taking the multiples down at the same time, which is minimizing your exposure to risk.
Yep, exactly. Right.
Michael, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jason.
That was Michael Micheletti. He's Director of Corporate Communications at Unison Home Ownership Investors. We liked Unison's approach to the home buying process because, simply, it's practical. Providing a leg up for home buyers while almost guaranteeing positive bottom line numbers down the line. In most cases, sounds like a win-win. For more on this type of home buying and others, check out the story for this week's show. It's over at kgoradio.com/techonomics. I do want to mention an upcoming one-day conference that is low cost and high impact, especially for women looking for tech jobs. It's the Women in Cable Telecommunications Northern California chapter. The event is called Tech It Out. It's on Friday, November the 17th. And if you have a student ID, it's only $10. If you're a non-member, it's only $50. So if you're looking to network, if you're looking for tips, resources, and possible mentors for women looking for tech jobs, please check it out. There's a link over at kgoradio.com/techonomics. Okay, if you have any comments or story ideas, please let us know. You can leave a comment at facebook.com/techonomicsradio, or you can find me on Twitter. I'm at KGO Jason. For producer Liana Wilcox and executive producer Mike Anthony, I'm Jason Middleton. Thanks for listening to Techonomics, and have great weeks, everybody.